This is Looking Up in Southern Colorado from the Colorado Springs Astronomical Society. I'm Hal Bidlack, and there are a lot of reasons to look up. I know you won't believe this, but every now and then, astronomers can come off as a tiny bit nerdy. And today's edition of Looking Up lets us delve into the truly nerdy at a couple of levels. Because today, I want to talk to you about a very interesting star named Attic. The first nerdy wonder of the star is its name itself. Attic translates as Shoulder of the Pleiades, and while Attic itself lies in the constellation of Perseus, its location there just under the Pleiades suggested to ancient sky watchers that it was supporting that beautiful star cluster. Attic is a fairly distant star, nearly 1,500 light years away, and its brightness is diminished by a lot of the dust and the dirt we find in interstellar space. And it's actually a binary system with two very bright stars very close to each other. They whip around each other every 4.5 days. One of the stars is a giant with a core that is either dead or mostly dead. The other is a very bright, smaller star, but both are much larger than our sun. One is 10 times bigger, the other 7. And the combined light of these two stars is a very impressive 82,000 times brighter than our own sun. And the other reason Attic is a nerdy star? Well, I mentioned it was the constellation Perseus, but I didn't mention its official stellar or scientific name. It's the 15th named star in Perseus, and in keeping with the system of naming stars in order of brightness, starting with alpha, Attic comes in at a specific Greek letter. And if you're nerdy enough to have been a fan of the science fiction cartoon Futurama, you may recognize this star as the homeworld of Emperor Lur. Yep, Attic's real name is Omicron Persei, where, if it exists, Omicron Persei 8 will be found. If you don't get this nerd reference, it's probably a good thing. It means you have a life. If you'd like to take a closer look at Attic or any of the other wonderful and amazing things in our sky, please visit krcc.org or csastro.org for a link to information about our monthly meetings and our free public star parties. This is Hal Bidlack for the Colorado Springs Astronomical Society telling you to keep looking up, Southern Colorado.